there is a question on how long-lasting these effects are and what the long-term damage to the lungs is in patients that have had pneumonitis. We've looked at our own data and found that about half of the patients that have had radiation pneumonitis have subsequent recurring pulmonary complications or exacerbations over the following 12 months. Because of that, we have a randomized trial open combining nintedanib with prednisone in order to try and avoid or minimize the long-term effects of a patient having experienced radiation pneumonitis, essentially trying to prevent the inflammatory phase transitioning into the fibrotic phase that then has long-term implications on pulmonary functions. It's a drug that has been approved for IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and has been very promising in that space.
What is the drug?
Nintedanib. It's a TKI.
Nintedanib. I remember, that's a VEGF TKI?
Yep. It's actually a multi-tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It inhibits the VEGF axis, the FGF axis, PDGF axis, so multiple axes. It's not a very specific TKI. It's not been too successful as an oncology drug, but it's been actually really successful as a pulmonary drug.
Really?
And it's actually FDA approved for IPF.
Wow.
Yeah.
You use it in patients who are having radiation pneumonitis?
Correct. So we have a prospective trial ongoing for patients who have developed radiation pneumonitis.
Huh.
And it's a randomized study comparing nintedanib and prednisone versus prednisone alone, which is the standard of care.
Wow, that is really fascinating. Do they get any TKI side effects? Is it that kind of dosing?
They can. It's at 150 milligrams BID.
Wow, amazing. Huh.
And they can have some diarrhea, they can get some fatigue, some nausea. I have not seen any severe inflammatory reactions of internal organs, which have been described in these patients. Luckily, we have not observed that yet.
That's interesting. I know your colleague, Matt Hellman, the medical oncologist, I remember he wrote a paper about pneumonitis related to the checkpoint inhibitors in people with lung cancer.
Right.
And which is, really tricky in general, not just in terms of locally advanced or in durvalumab. Has nintedanib been used for checkpoint inhibitor pneumonitis?
Not to my knowledge.
Is there any reason to think it would work?
There's no reason to think it wouldn't work.
Do they know why it works in, IPF and radiation pneumonitis?
Well, we don't know yet that it will work in radiation pneumonitis. That's why we do the study.
Okay.
But in IPF, it's been demonstrated, and there was a New England Journal article about that in 2012.
Got it. Okay.
I think it's more of a question in the stage 4 setting for checkpoint inhibitor-induced pneumonitis, how to combine it with other drugs. That's actually a question that is being examined in a few other trials. But as of now, it's only clear that in a limited number of drugs, it's safe to combine it. But for many drugs, we don't know yet whether it's safe to combine it.